According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, blacks are less likely to be proficient in swimming than whites. That's created a dilemma for one Florida community with a large black and Haitian population. North Miami wants to diversify its police force, but few minority applicants were passing a long time and some say unnecessary swimming requirement. NPR's Philip Davis has this report on the city's efforts to solve the problem.
North Miami Police Chief Gwendolyn Boyd Savage is down 14 officers on her police force of 129. In a town that's booming because of immigration from Haiti and the Caribbean, only 8 officers speak Creole. Yet for the most recent application exam, just 30 applicants qualified, while more than 300 were disqualified. They had failed a swimming and agility exam that included a requirement to swim 150 feet fully clothed while carrying a 15-pound weight. That requirement is unfair, Savage said.
Swimming does not indicate whether a person will be a successful police officer.
Florida's statewide police academy curriculum has no swimming requirement. Oceanside towns like Key West and Miami Beach don't have it. And the chief said that many applicants who failed were black and or of Haitian descent. And that fueled suspicions that the town was not serious in its efforts to diversify. So after studying the issue, the town decided to drop the swim requirement.
If it means attracting more African Americans, Haitian Americans to the police department, and they qualify in every other aspect, that's what I'm looking at.
Boyd Savage said the impact of the decision has been immediate.
We've had about 150 who called in and actually followed up and picked up an application. And many of the candidates who call, the training officer will ask them if they can swim, and they'll say, well, yeah. And some say no, and say, well, we will still teach you how to swim.
Is there really a swim gap in the U.S. between blacks and whites? There have been few studies on the issue. A study in 2000, published in the journal Public Health Reports, analyzed results from a nationwide study in 1994 and found that blacks reported more limited swimming ability than whites. And a 1997 study from the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control found that African Americans died in drowning accidents at a rate nearly 1.5 times that of whites.
Correct. And I think the blacks ought to be aware of this. I think we should not be defensive about it or dismissing it as being untrue.
Marvin Dunn is a longtime historian and professor at Florida International University in Miami. He said the reason for the swim gap is historical. Until the 60s, many blacks were banned from municipal pools and local beaches in the South. There are also cultural reasons, he says.
The historic black community in Miami is called Overtown. Overtown is less than a mile and a half away from the ocean. But for a black youngster, he might as well try to get to Berlin, to Africa, to any place. There are transportation problems. There are, as I said, the difficulties that they pick up in terms of fears being instilled in them by their parents. So even if the water's close by, there may not be the inclination to go to it.
Dunn says it's essential that African Americans shake off that heritage and learn what can be a life-saving skill. It's advice that's being taken to heart in North Miami. Just go to one of the city's 2 public pools.
You gotta bring your feet up.
Spurred on by the police swim controversy, city officials are now providing free lessons to adults and youngsters alike. Ernie Ramos is with the city's Parks and Recreation Department.
This is something that the public wanted, and the police department needed to provide for some of the candidates that they have now for employment that are having difficulties swimming, passing the swim test. So we got together, police department with the Parks and Recreation Department, and came up with this program.
The classes have filled quickly. 70-year-old Nashila Sheri wriggles like a fish in the pool. She's one of several black youngsters taking lessons on a recent afternoon brought in by concerned parents. She says swimming is quickly becoming one of her favorite sports.
My mom made me go swimming.
Oh.
Because she said if I thought in a canal or something like that, she said I have to learn how to swim so I can swim out of it.
Perhaps one day she'll come to the aid of her mom, who has yet to learn how to swim. Philip Davis, NPR News, North Miami, Florida.